Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. It's January. It's a Thursday, I believe. And so today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about something very important. Every topic we talk about is important, but today we're going to discuss something very important. We are going to discuss overcoming your fear. If you have a fear about you want to start a business, you want to start something, you want to do something, there's something you want to accomplish, but something is holding you back. Something has you by the leg. What has you by the leg, you know? You know what it is, ladies and gentlemen? More than likely, it's fear. Now, what do you fear? There's a lot of reasons why you might fear something. You might fear something because you've never done it before. You might fear something because you don't want to leave the pack. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I had a group of friends. Academically wise, they were not Einsteins, I will say. I had one buddy. He was basically taking math one, 100 plus 100. He was taking that up until his senior year of high school. And me myself, I was in trigonometry, I took calculus, you know, I was in physics. I took all these courses. But these guys, they were not in the same classes, so I would not see them often. I would see them on the bus, on the way to school, or on the way home, and maybe lunch. That was about it. But there was no thought, you know, because one time somebody said, "Hey, man, you should get in the class with us, man," and I'm like, "Nah, it's a little too slow for my speed," you know. But sometimes you don't want to be the odd duck in the group, you know. And sometimes, let's say you own a business. Let's say you have a job where you work the same people for the last 20 years. And all of a sudden, you have this spark, you know, and you want to start a business. You want to start something for yourself. And these people go, "What are you doing tonight? You know, we're going to go watch the game." You go, "Hey, I can't watch the game, fellas. I can't watch the game. Ladies, I got to go. You know, I gotta go study. I gotta go get in this group. I gotta go meet." You know, it's like if you ever got into a MLM, multi level marketing. They have these groups sometimes, and they're like, "Hey, on Saturday night, we're gonna listen to these tapes, or we're gonna call up these people, you know, and try to do some recruiting." You know, and if you're somebody that's like, I got these other friends, I don't want them to be all afraid and all, you know, I mean, a lot of that stuff can happen. You know, there's so many reasons why people have fear, but there's really nothing to fear in the world. You know, there's nothing to intimidate you. There's nothing to be afraid of. You know, there's going to be bad things that are going to happen. You know, You can't have one bad result and then shut it away forever and ever, you know. Sometimes that's a lot of the things that people fear, you know. They go, "Oh, it didn't work out the last time." Why did it not work out the last time? You have to break yourself down. You have to evaluate yourself before you can evaluate the situation, the problems, this, that, and the other, you know. Sometimes you could be given a grade A opportunity, and if you're not ready, if you're not prepared, if you're not willing to put in the work, it does not matter what they give to you, it ain't gonna work. So you have to overcome fears. You have to overcome these things if you want to be a true success. And I don't mean a fleeting. I don't mean a, you know, "Hey man, this worked out once." And, you know, I hit a home run today, but I struck out 99 other times. No, you want to be more consistent. You want to be more, hey, this business of mine works every day. I'm making money every day. You want that. You want that kind of lifestyle. You don't want to be the drifter who makes, $20,000 and then doesn't make another $20,000 for, 6 months. And in 6 months, like, I need a new scam, And then you make another $20,000, and you don't want to be one of these people. You don't want to be one of these people you see that just sort of go around, float around, jumping from deal to deal, jumping from, thing to thing. Hey, man, today I'm in crypto. Tomorrow I'm in NFTs. Tomorrow I'm rapping. You want to find something, and you want to stick with it. That's a lot of the problems. A lot of fear comes. A lot of people have these fears, and then they just start hopping. You hop from one thing, hop to another, without really figuring out why you might be afraid, why you might be fearful of, success. Because honestly, a lot of people are fearful of success. And it's very weird. And you have to think to yourself, am I afraid to be successful? What can happen if I become successful? Some people, they won't have nothing to complain about, You know how you have these people that blame everything on everybody? And if you're one of those people, please, first off, stop it, okay? But some people love to complain. And if you are successful, there's not a lot to complain about. And for some people, they just, let's say you want to write a book. I always wanted to write a book, blah, 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 blah. But you are afraid of what people will think. That is not a good thing either. So in order for you to not be fearful, you have to. Well, first off, I'm a praying man myself. I do a lot of praying, and so I don't have any fear of anybody. Now I will say, I don't discuss my business affairs with my friends and family, not because I'm afraid of what they think. It's honestly, I don't really care what they think. I talk to my wife about things, but my friends and my family, I love them to death, but most of them, they're not trying to start any, my brother. I love my brother and everything, but if I talk to my brother about a business, he's gonna talk only about money. It's only gonna equate to money. Money, 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 money. And of course I want to make money, but for me, running a business and getting it to a certain level is not about the money. It's about the time that I will have. It's about the freedom of being an entrepreneur. That's what I'm looking for more than the money, because the money will be there. Don't get me wrong. Money will come, but the time and the freedom that I will be able to have, that's what I'm looking forward to. So if I explain it to my brother, we're like oil and water, because one time me and my brother, we did discuss starting a business together, and the only thing my brother could talk about was money, 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 money. So, it's not that I'm fearful to talk to these people about it. It's just I've talked to them enough to know that we have different views when it comes to running a business, when it comes to starting a business, the whys and all that kind of stuff, so. It's not a fear. It's more of a just a thing. I know they have a lot of differences. And so, you don't have to be afraid to talk to your friends and family if you want. If you want to bounce ideas off of them, if they tell you the idea is stupid, just tell them, hey, thanks. Thanks for the insight, and keep it moving. But never give up on your dream. Never say, hey, this is, they think it's dumb. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Does not matter. Does not matter who says what. It does not matter if you're afraid to share your thoughts. Share your thoughts. You'll be amazed. People have the same thoughts as you. There's nothing to that point. You know, somebody's always going to disagree with you. You know, it's sort of like the vaccine. Some people say, hey, get vaccinated. Some people say, don't get vaccinated. Everybody has different opinions. It does not matter. You have your opinion. They have their opinion. We all have opinions. It's okay. Not everybody's going to agree with you all the time. And there are things that you never done before. But in order for you to actually get started, you have to do these things, you know. It's can it be a challenge? Of course, because you never done anything before. It's like I give you a story. Long time ago, in another galaxy, in another lifetime, I was 24, 25 years old, maybe. I decided one day that I was going to be a truck driver, and I didn't have any idea about a truck driver. I didn't have the faintest idea. I just saw that they had a lot of jobs in the paper, and I thought, well, I need a job. And so I said, well, I can't get fired from this job, apparently, because they always hiring somebody. And so I remember I packed up a bag, called up the truck driving school, and off I went. I went to Memphis. I went to Memphis, Tennessee, and it was very nerve-wracking at first, I must say. It's very intimidating being behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler, because up to that point, I haven't drove a heck of a lot in my personal life, because when I was in the Navy, I didn't drive, and I was home. Being from the country, you know, it's only like two-lane roads and stuff like that, so I really hadn't been anywhere to be driving around. You know, I've been a lot of places, but I didn't drive in those places. You know, I didn't drive in San Diego. I didn't drive when I went to L.A. I didn't drive when I went up the coast. I didn't drive on the way back home. I went through all these states, you know, via the Greyhound. Caught the bus back home when I got out the service. So I saw these states. I saw a lot of pretty stuff, but I didn't drive a lick, you know. And so it was very intimidating, and I was going to quit. I'm not going to tell you any lies. I was going to quit. Then I said, what do I look like if I quit? You know, like, where am I going back to? What do I have going on? And at the time, I had nothing going on, really, you know. I had a sort of a dead-end job, wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't doing a whole lot. I was still in Missouri. I was kind of depressed, kind of sad that I was back in Missouri, you know. I had a plan of being gone for, like, I was like, I'm going to be here for a year and then leave. It had been like 2 years and I was still there. So I was kind of sad, kind of depressed. And I said, you know what? I ain't got nowhere to turn. I got nowhere to go. We're going to make this work, you know. And even though I was nervous, I sort of got over that after a while. Took me a little while, but I got over it. And it's the same as, you know, podcasting. It's the same as anything that I try to do. I'm always like, is this a good idea? Who wants to listen to me? Blah, blah, blah. I have all these thoughts. I have all these fears and thoughts and stuff. But, you know, I sort of, you know, think about it for a second. And I'm going to go, whatever. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? And you should have the same kind of attitude, you know. It's, you think about it for a moment. You pause for a second. And you're like, is this going to work? Who wants to hear this? Who wants to hear that? And then you sort of say, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do this. You figure things out. You do your research, and you make it work. You make it work. And so, no matter what you want to do in the online space, no matter what you want to do as far as running a business, no matter how far you want to take it, if you have any fears, if you have any doubts, you can share them very quickly. The main thing you can do to get rid of your fears is take action, you know. Take as much action as possible. If you're going to write, write every day. If you're going to do podcasts, podcast every day. If you're going to do YouTube videos, do as many as YouTube videos as you can. The more you do it, the better you will get, the more comfortable you will get, the easier things will get for you. And before you know it, you'll be a paid professional. You'll be getting paid the buku bucks. Or if you're like me, you'll be free. You'll be independent. And you'll be happy as a clam. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing really to fear in life. You know what I mean? Except for if you just sort of, the only thing you should fear, if you sit around and do nothing all your life, that you should be fearful of that. Because you don't want that, you don't want that kind of pressure. Because then before you know it, boom, you're 80 years old and you're regretting your whole life. And you don't want that. Alright? And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, go out. There's no fear. You tackle fear, kick it in the balls, and move forward in your life. All right? And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is it for the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzotto. Thank you for listening. And as always, peace.